The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I want to take a trip over to Massachusetts. Six Massachusetts teens charged in racial bullying incident with a mock slave auction on Snapchat. Let's listen.
Six Southwick students are facing charges that range from interference with civil rights, threat to commit a crime, and witness interference.
With this, I intend to be very clear. Hatred and racism have no place in this community. And where this behavior becomes criminal, I will ensure that we act and act with swift resolve, as we did here, to uncover it and bring it to the light of justice.
The students involved were between the ages of 13 and 14, and their families have all been notified of the charges against them. Due to legal restrictions, DA Galuni was not able to divulge the identities of the individuals to the public. The investigation revealed that these six students uttered hateful and racist remarks, including notions of violence towards people of color, racial slurs, derogatory photos and videos, and an online slave auction. Prior to these charges, the students involved were suspended from school.
On Thursday, February 15th and Friday, February 16th, several students were formally suspended by the Southwick school system. Most notably, two students were suspended for 25 days and one student for a period of 45 days.
Allison Lopez and her 13-year-old daughter have been at the center of this investigation after her daughter experienced racist harassment firsthand from these students. In a statement to 22 News, Lopez said in part, quote, "Your dedication to upholding justice in our community is commendable and provides a glimmer of hope amidst the darkness of this traumatic incident."
Hey, look, I'll say this. And they want to act like in the schools that we don't need the real truth to be told when it comes to American history, Black history, to educate some of these students out of their, you know, they're trying to keep whoever these students are, that's doing the slave auction, you know, this is where they begin Black history, is at slavery. You know, they're not teaching the real truth about Black American history, which is history within itself. So the lack of respect, see when you show people that they were owned and enslaved, and you show these images of slavery and things like that. See, this is what these kids get. If they talk about slavery, they talk about, you know, Lincoln, you know, the Civil War. They don't go back and talk about civilization and how a lot of the things that they even have and their way of life largely benefited from Blacks doing what we do is build, teach, math, science. You know, and the thing is, when I see stuff like this, and a lot of people want to argue about what I don't even like to say it because I really think that they missed the boat with this critical race theory. They should have never called it critical race theory. They should have never mixed our history up into critical race theory. They should have never even put our stuff in that. I don't like my stuff being balled up with everybody else. You know, American history, world history, the truth. And so we got situations like this because these kids are acting out of sheer ignorance, and they've been lied to. Now that don't make it right, because when you do harm to others, when you do things like this, I believe you should go to jail. I believe that you should have some jail time behind this. This is hate. This is hate. This, to me, this is a hate crime. When stuff happens like this, and they bold enough to put it out there on the internet, and putting a lot of these children in a situation where they may have fear or great trauma. Our people suffer great trauma from this. Would you reenact a gas chamber, people dying in a gas chamber? Would you reenact that? Would you have a bunch of people standing in the room and let's fake like we in a gas chamber and y'all dying? I'm interested. This is why we have to teach. This is why the Tory Lowe show, this is why on the show, I don't mind when people call in from their perspective, because many times they're not getting the education that comes on the radio when we talk in black talk. They're not getting the education because they was never told. It's 2024. And they working to keep us dumbed down. Harder than ever. Even with all this social media, even with people actually telling the truth in the algorithm sometimes. Sometimes you'll catch a person saying, hey, look, do your research. Look at this. Look at that when it comes to history. All I'm saying is, if for you to be stupid in 2024, that means that you're not using your cell phones to seek knowledge. If you were going to pull off something like that, you should have did your history on it. And maybe once you got enlightened, you probably wouldn't have did it at all. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Take a loss. 1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look. Something is going on. People are saying that there may soon be limits on who can use the self-checkout at stores like Walmart and Target. Some shoppers have reported that some self-checkout lines have been closed off at Walmart. I'll say this. When I talk about the inflation and when I talk about how prices are going up, hey, look, somebody might go through the self-checkout line and try to, you know, add a few things in the bag. DJ
or a five-finger discount.
Five-finger discount. And they do. You can go to jail if they catch you. What they call it, skip scanning. It's a name for it. I talked about it a while back, but now they're starting to close down the self-checkout lines and more cashiers. But when I go to Walmart, it used to be more self-checkout. Now there is half and half, self-checkout and half clerks, right? You know, where people will get you out of there. But now, I guess since people where the prices of everything is up, they saying, hey, you may have to not go through the self-checkout It was a guy on TikTok that was trying to explain what was going on. Let's listen.
Is Walmart doing away with self-checkouts?
Second time this week that I've gone to Walmart, and this is a different Walmart, and it's been a right about this time, and all their self-checkouts are closed, and they've started to open up the regular lines again.
This Y'all was stealing.
Days apart, and I heard a rumor that they were going to come to an end with the self-checkout to lower theft. So I guess that's where we're at.
Hey, look, I knew it was everybody taking a little extra now because I remember a couple years ago, you can buy like $150 worth of groceries and it was a lot. It was a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Now, you spend that same $150 right now and you feel like, man, what's really going on? We spending more money, and I think that a lot of people been going through that self-checkout, DJ Brother Z, and making the noise like it went through, beep, beep, just kind of act. Fake swiping. And they got cameras over there, but they can't catch everybody. What's that? The greeter at the door? People found out that you ain't got to get a greeter at the door, your receipt. You don't have to show them your receipt. You can walk past them. That's why when they stand there, they don't really ask you for the receipt. They just walk towards you and they hold their hand out. They never say, let me see your receipt. And they can't do that. So what they'll do is they'll stand by the door and then they'll look at your cart. And then next thing you know, they'll walk towards you with their hand. And then you automatically just give it to them. You know? So a lot of people figured out that they don't have to get them the receipt. So they walking out the door and now they might close the self-checkout lines now. And they just invested, you know? They was trying to go automatic, DJ Brother Z, but now with the inflation, people stealing, they losing money. If y'all know there's something funny going on with the self-checkout, hit me up, 833-212-1017, or let me know what your grocery bill look like right now. You out there buying groceries for the family, what you paying in groceries? Can you see the difference? Plus, Milwaukee have increased the sales tax by what, 2%, 7.9%. Is that, somebody told me that not all food items is included on that, but I can't tell. We gonna head to the lines. Eddie, you on the new 101.7 The Truth, tap in.
I know that ain't who I think.
Hey, Troy Lowe.
Eddie.
There we go.
Sorry, I had to find it.
Eddie, look, you been to the self-checkout.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have.
You buying groceries.
Yep. I'm honest.
You buying.
I'm an honest guy.
You buying groceries. What are you seeing right now?
First of all, I hate those things. I think everything's becoming too automated. I like going to a bank and saying hi to the teller and doing my transaction. I like going to a grocery store, a place like Walmart or Target, and actually speaking to the person at checkout. I don't like all this automation. Mm-hmm. I think it's dehumanizing us, you know, right?
Less
so
human
I've
contact.
I've never seen anybody. You know what? We're becoming sterile between these phones and computer screens and video games. People aren't sharing a sense of intimacy with each other. And I don't mean sexual intimacy. I mean a sense of unity, fellowship, and camaraderie that we used to feel
you know
when I was younger,
is, Eddie?
For sure, right?
You know what unity, What's fellowship, that? And camaraderie is, Eddie?
No, help me. Are you asking me if
yeah.
I know what that is?
Yeah.
I used to know what it is.
Oh, wow.
The world's changed so much. The only fellowship I have with people, but 70% of the time is the wrath of their anger towards me because I won't buy into this woke PC culture. Mm. And Troy, I think you agree with me too, but you can't say anything because you're on the air. But here's what I've noticed at Walmart, okay? First of all, let me tell everybody in Metro Milwaukee that we literally have the worst Walmart in the state on Capitol Drive. I know this because I spoke to one of the managers, and he told me how it all goes down. So when they, every 16 months or every year and a half, every 18 months, they pick new managers to go to different places. And the person who draws the short straw gets Capitol Drive.
What?
It's literally considered, yeah, because it's in, listen, the average employee, he told me.
And that's the business practice. There.
Well, that's, yeah. They're like, nobody
rock, paper,
wants
scissors.
Capitol Drive. Something like that. Nobody wants Capitol Drive. And he said when they get the new assignments, they'll be like, right away, everybody's, who got Capitol? Who got Capitol? And it's not a good thing to get Capitol. It's like having, it's like being sentenced to prison. And so he had told me, I was complaining about the attitude of the employees. And he had said to me, listen, I got to be here every day. I'm 6 months into this. I got another year till I get out of this, okay? Our average employee sticks around for 2 or 2.5 months. The average employee only is employed there for 2 or 2.5 months. So he goes,
how are you getting all this
chaos.
Inside information, Eddie?
I'm a white guy, and I think he was
hold
also
on.
A Caucasian.
You one of those, are you one of those consumer people that be sitting around watching people when they come in the store?
No.
And you don't get paid to do that?
No, Tori, you know that. You've eaten. You've broken bread with me, Tori.
Right, but
Lowe.
What I'm saying
you've
is, how do you get this information? How are these people telling you these things, Eddie? I'm just interested.
I think I'm easy to talk to, Tori. I think people enjoy my banter, and I bring out their frustration, and they've had it, so they pop. And the guy's like, you think I like being here, right? So let me say the one thing that I called them out on. When you leave the Walmart and you have your bag of socks or batteries or whatever you went in there to get, they will stop people at the door and say, can I see your receipt? Can I see your receipt?
They can't do
so
that.
A black couple goes, okay, but they were doing it. I don't know if they still do it now. But a black couple goes, they ask for the receipt. And these
here
are black
go.
People asking for the receipt. Then another black person goes and they ask for the receipt. I go, they didn't ask me for my receipt. And I said, what the hell is that? You don't ask me for my receipt. I mean, are you stereotyping me because I'm a white guy? Or what, I don't have enough guts to steal something? I have enough game to pull it off? Is
and
that
you
what
the
it
one,
is?
And you're the one that got all the food up under your shirt.
Well, it was in my backpack.
Oh.
But the point is, Tori, they didn't treat me equally. And I called them out, and it was kind of a big deal. Some people thought it was funny.
Here
but,
we go.
That Capitol Drive store really needs to be revamped.
Well,
it's
a lot of Walmarts is going out of business. And the story that I was reading, this was in the white area. So, you know, the Walmart in the white area. So what I'm saying is when we talk about.
I don't believe you.
Well, this is not from Milwaukee. All right. But what I'm saying is, listen, what I'm saying is, let's get back to the point. The point is they invested a lot in these self-checkouts. Now they're saying that I think it has a lot to do with inflation. I think it has a lot to do with prices of everything going up and people's income is not rising. And this is all across the board.
Tori, when Donald Trump takes office, our economy is going to boom. It's going to be on fleek, okay? So if we can just hold on for another 8 months,
here we
go. You're going to see the benefit of having a man like Donald J. Trump in office.
And
Tori, on that note, I got to go. It's Friday. I got the weekend going. I hope you have a good weekend, too. Bye, Tori.
All right, Eddie. Thank you for tapping in. Hey. Oh, wow. Look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
The Tori Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
She likes his facts. We turn up to the max. I wop up from the. I gave that the cramp. They love me out in France.
Truth Nation. Tori Lowe here to talk Cousin Subs. You know by now that I love a turkey sub from Cousins. But Wisconsinites, we love our traditions here in Wisconsin, and now Cousin Subs will be honoring one of the best traditions with their very own pool tab giveaway promotions. Now until April 30th, while supplies last, guests will receive a Cousin's pool tab with a sub or sub bowl purchase for a chance to win Cousin Subs for a year and much more. For more information, go to cousinsubs.com/pool tabs. Only one pool tab per customer per transaction per day. Go get your pool tabs now for your chance to win free Cousins for a year. Also, Truth Nation, don't forget, Saturday, April 13th is our third annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, and we want you to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who joins gets a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com. Let's beautify our city together. The Truth Community Cleanup is sponsored by Cousin Subs. Joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Hey, look, we had a lot of conversations on the show today. We had a lot of people stopping through the show today. And the one thing I would love to say is that when we talk about our community and things that we discuss on the air, I think it's like healthy when we have educational ideas about self-care, too. Because sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves in the middle of the struggle.
No doubt. That's so easily forgotten itself, especially, you know, in the Black community, because, again, we have sacrificed so much and so many people depend on us day to day that we forget about ourselves. And, you know, I was telling Benjamin not too long ago that it's okay and not being okay. And it's okay to allow yourself peace and rest. You know, I tell you all the time, like, you have to take that time, you know, just like a battery, you need to be recharged too. And sometimes we don't know how to say no, and we don't know how to just sit down and allow ourselves to be, because we've been so mentally programmed that, you know, Black folks is lazy and that we don't want to work, that we overwork. And then when we sitting down, just allowing our body to catch up and reflect, it's like you feeling like you're not doing nothing and that you're worthless because you sitting and taking a break. But you deserve a break, too. So it's important. I tell you and everybody I love, you know, give yourself as many passes and as many breaks as that you have given others, because now is a pivotal time. That those of us who pour from our cup for everybody else make sure that our cup is being filled.
Also, Elizabeth, 6 teens charged with racial bullying in an incident that happened in Massachusetts in another situation where there's a mock slave auction, and they did this online on Snapchat.
The misunderstanding. The miseducation and just the no education of, you know, non-Black individuals about our true history, and the fact that they didn't teach us our true history. We're going to continue to have things repeat themselves until we start to educate ourselves and educate others by speaking the Black truth and exposing the white lies, because, again, everybody been misled. Everybody been lied to. And until we start to speak truth to power, these incidents are going to continue to happen.
Right.
You know, the slave mentality and things like that. What's so crazy to me is that these children can teach about slaves, and there's so much history about us being slaves, but there is no reparations for us.
Right.
Everybody can say, you know, that we were slaves and chattel slavery was the worst thing that ever happened to anyone, because we're the only people whose names been changed, whose language was taken from them, who was raped, robbed, killed, and to this day continue to be bombarded with the red tape that we have to cut every day just to be black in America. So it's crazy to me how we have all of the history that's out there and we still don't have reparations.
And the thing is, when you see stuff like this, people are doing slave auctions, and that's mocking us, like trying to mock what took place, the egregious acts. And you don't see that going on where I alluded to. You don't see nobody saying, OK, this room is a gas chamber. Everybody fall down on the floor and let's put this on the Internet. You know what I mean? Like they don't mock the other egregious incidents that took place with everybody else, but they feel free to go and put on blackface or trying to mock black American foundational Americans here. And we built a lot of these things, but many times when people talk about our history, they keep it in a tight, not truthful manner, where they only show the most aggressive, traumatizing things about our culture.
Tori, it's really disgusting how they portray what has happened or downplay, you know, like it was nothing, when again, it's the worst atrocity that have ever happened to anybody. And what pisses me off is the fact that they taught us about the Holocaust, and they taught us about, you know, the egregious things that's happened to others, but they never get in depth, you know, about what truly happened to us and how everybody that America has violated has received repair,
right,
and reparations for what was done to their people, except for black individuals. And they continue to downplay, make it seem like that we've made it so far from what chattel slavery was, what Jim Crow was, what blacklisting was,
redlining and all kinds of stuff.
Go on. I mean, Tori, you name
even,
it.
Even now, with the banks.
Lending,
yeah. We got stories about
lending.
When black people go to get their house appraised where it's lower, then they got to go get their white friend,
correct,
put up the white friend pictures in the house and have another appraisal come through and it's at a higher value.
Even when you go into business, you know, if you got a white face in the front, then certain things are meant to happen, even to the point of, like I said, us being the most educated, and you have black people with PhDs who don't get the job versus somebody white with a high school diploma.
Right.
You understand? Who receives that, and then me with a PhD is still only, you still only want to pay me $20 an hour, and my school loans is $160,000, you know, on top of my regular living. So again, I mean, it's disgusting. And like I said, the only reason that things continue to happen, if we don't have a real life conversations, history will continue to repeat itself if we not speaking and living the truth.
I agree. And my next question is the question of the day.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the question of the day. Let me make sure I got it right now. Is it okay to date your best friend's spouse after they pass away?
Ew. Hell no.
People do it all the time.
Who does that? Like,
hey.
Okay. Again, the only people I know is Joe Biden's son. You know what I'm saying? That married his dead brother's wife. Like, no, that ain't right.
They approved it. They said it was okay.
It's immoral.
They gave him the blessing.
It's unclean. Anybody that said it was, again, that's sick. Okay? That's above and beyond sick. It's egregious.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know none of anybody.
Maybe that person may care for the person because they got something in common.
Dated, Look, I'm cutting off the people that I met through you after I'm done with you.
Oh, so wow.
I don't want nobody around me that will want to get with somebody that would be a negative, you know.
You know, they grieving at the funeral. You know, they both grieving.
And that's okay.
And they got a lot in common.
Disgusting. absolutely disgusting.
Oh, wow.
No.
I mean, it happens.
Egregious. And may you burn in hell. May you burn in hell.
What?
Whomever decide to go behind their best friend and find. That's so low vibrational, Tori, if you ask me.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in certain levels, you have to have some type of morality to be.
Okay.
So to you, it's a moral idea.
It's a moral thing to, like, if your husband or your partner pass away, and then the friend be like, "Hey, I'm here for you if you need me and all that," and try to make passes at you or try to connect with you because y'all both had this energy that's now gone, and y'all, you know,
you want to physically see me snap? I wish somebody that I was with, friend. My husband died, or my man died, and then his guy tried to get it. I would hurt him, you know, and drag his name for the rest of his life. Don't ever come at me like that, because, again, that also shows what that friend was doing while y'all was together.
What? That's checking you out.
It's sick. It's too close for comfort, okay? Like, no, it's too many people in the world for you to be trying to get with somebody I done had. Like, yeah, that's downright disgusting if you ask me. And that's just me personally. Like, I don't want none of your friends. Matter of fact, I don't want none of your friends' friends. If they in the same circle, excuse yourself, because you don't have a chance with me.
All right, enough said.
So that would be a negative.
All right, well, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the week. Truth Nation. Stay like that right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tune in to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on Monday at 11:30 a.m. as he will be speaking with Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. They will discuss what she has done for Wisconsin and the Black community. We will also ask her about her vision for improving the lives of the people of Milwaukee. Again, that's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin this Monday at 11:30 a.m. on The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Also, the award-winning 1017 The Truth proudly celebrates Women's History Month. Tune in all March as we celebrate the remarkable achievements of women throughout our history. Follow The Truth on Facebook, Instagram, as our very own Carrie Noni will interview history makers and share inspiring stories of excellence of the Black woman. 1017 The Truth celebration of Women's History Month is sponsored by the Milwaukee Police Department. Also, Black-owned business Give Back is back. We have again teamed up with Associated Bank to help local Black businesses grow and succeed together. The home of Milwaukee Black Talk will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 Black businesses each quarter of 2024. To sign up for this incredible marketing opportunity, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Hey, Elizabeth Brown, it's been a long week full of discussions, powerful conversations.
Hey, another week in the book, King.
Another week in the books. And we got some.
Yes, it was.
No, go right ahead.
Go ahead, King.
I was going to read somebody.
No, I was going to say, you know, it was a powerful week. You know, you touched on various topics yesterday with Dr. K and the narcissism throughout the week, the real life conversations we've had. I mean, another week in the book, powerful information. As long as we're informed, we can make better decisions. So
I think we got somebody on the talk to text that agree with you. Somebody said that, Tori, if someone dates your spouse after you die, they were probably dating them and messing around with them when you were alive, giving them a little googly eye.
Or sitting around waiting for you to die or trying to.
Oh, wow.
You have a lot of people that'll sit around you the whole time.
Plotting.
And be lusting after your significant other. Again, you know, it just proves to me, you know, what type of person you are or were. You know, you have to make sure that the people that you surround yourself with have integrity, that know how to deny the flesh. Because just because anybody can do it don't mean that everybody should do it. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you find somebody that'll violate you after you gone, because the disrespect is there whether I'm there or not. And then you also have to understand that if you're leaving children and loved ones behind, and then you want to come in around the same family members and the friends with this person, not only were you a snake, they were too, you know, just out of respect and integrity for themselves. I don't want nothing my best friend or my cousin or my sister and had. That's totally off limits. Like, at somewhere, you got to have some type of morals, some type of integrity, some type of love for yourself.
We got
a
some
like that shouldn't be trusted nowhere.
We got some people in the chat. They say old Masonic law mandated that if a man died before he had a son with his wife, then his brother had to marry her and have a son for him.
And that might be. That's why it's old. Again, one thing for sure and two for certain. It's time for us to, since we know better, to do better. You know, and I don't think that there has to be some type of sexual relationship with an individual after somebody dies. That man can still come in. The brother can come in. The uncle can come in and be that person that go to for the son, for the children, for the wife, without having sexual connection with the woman. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Why it always, like, that's just low vibrational. You don't have control of your organs, and that means, you know, that you shouldn't be trusted no way. Any person that can't deny their flesh can never lead me nowhere.
Also, we got in reference to, I guess, those 16s in Massachusetts that had the mock slave auction on Snapchat. 5293 says, we played Cowboys and Indians. I mean, and taught years of kids that could shoot unarmed people that don't look like them. We have to do better. The gang Cowboy and Indians was teaching people how to shoot unarmed people that don't look like them, the gang Cowboy and Indians.
We definitely have to do better, King. And the reality is that I don't know how it even made it to Snapchat when you speaking about true black history and people get banned for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we in Facebook jail for speaking the truth, but you allow black children being sold as slaves, and it actually goes viral. Again,
right.
We got to ask ourselves, especially the black community, about these mainstream medias like TikTok and things like that, who also violate us over and over again, because in reality, we was taught about everybody else's atrocities that America put on them. They didn't teach us anything and haven't even been abundantly true about what we really went through and what we continue to go through to this day. So it's just, in reality, King, we have to continue to speak out about what being black in America was like, how egregious. And when I say that other people were treated bad, but nobody on the planet has ever been treated worse as black Americans have been treated. What we had, what we have had to overcome, what we continue to deal with daily. And when you have individuals who is insensitive, what we was talking about yesterday, the narcissism, that you can do a mock slave and think that you're not hurting anyone when you bring up certain things. That's a trigger for all of us because we understand what it is we're going through every day. And for somebody to be that insensitive, it's time for us to know better and do better. So
I agree.
We working, King.
Hey, look, once again, I appreciate you for being out here on these front lines. And as always, we got work to do.
Hey, let's get it, King. Have a good weekend.
Right,
one love.
Have a fun, safe weekend. I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother C.
All right, Tory Lanez for Waterfall. Let's get it.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, look. Thank you for joining me all week for multiple powerful conversations. We gonna have a struggle with the best of this week.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but look, I'll see you Monday. Y'all be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next. I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up. Two in the air for the father that's there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there.